Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Oh, hello, chickens. It's the fabulous Adam Richard. Today's episode is brought to you once again by Anonymous. Thank you, Anonymous. I appreciate this coffee that I am at the bottom of. I'm going to need another one, though. Hello, chickens. We are deep into the war games now. Episode 7. It is weird to have an episode 7 of anything. Anyway, they're in the machine, which is crushing them. Oh, we can see the little faces through the roof. The doctor crawls out with a white hanky. I figure he's using it as a flag. He's surrendering, and they're like, bring your friends out, bring your friends out. And then the doctor throws one of his valves on the floor, and meanwhile, everyone's coughing, and he's got, because he uses his, like, flag to cover his mouth, fiddles about with the controls, and then runs back in and takes off. And the war chief's like, oh, he's taken the master control rods. He'll be in 1917. The doctor's really good with these little magnets, the control bizzo, and says they're going anywhere but 1917 because that's where they'll be looking for them. Meanwhile, the warlord is arriving. Oh, dear. The security chief and the war chief have the bitchiest spat about who gets to say hello to the warlord. It's like, I'm going to go and greet him. No, I'll greet him. Seriously, they are heaven. So the doctor has taken what the war chief is now calling the side rat to the Roman zone. The warlord comes in. It's Philip Maddock. Oh, my God, I love Philip Maddock. And he's heard disquieting rumours. The war chief has to deliver the bad news about the stolen processing machine. Warlord is not happy. And the security chief is like, we'll find them soon. Meanwhile, the doctor, Jamie and Carstairs are in the Roman zone. And, oh, my God, they're being attacked by Romans. Well, technically, they're being attacked by the exact same footage of the Romans from episode 2. Like, it's the same camera angles, the same zooms, and the same 6 Romans pretending to be 100. The war chief, meanwhile, and the security chief are bitching about catching the doctor. It's like, I'll catch him. No, I'll catch him. The security chief thinks the war chief is actually working with his people who have given them the time and space technology, that he's working with his people against these aliens, and that the doctor is part of the plan. And then the warlord cracks it. He's had enough of this bickering. He'll replace both of them. Oh, they are in trouble. They have really ballsed up this corporate takeover, whatever they're doing. They're just standing around an office yelling about office politics. Like, it's seriously, it just feels like they're at work. So the Doctor, Jamie and Carstairs have managed to escape the Romans by running into the fog. But when they come out of the fog, they're back in World War One again, which is a worry. So because we're in World War One, we're back at the chateau. Sergeant Major is telling Smythe that the Doctor and Jamie and Carstairs have been spotted. And Smythe is like, how convenient. Right next to a machine gun emplacement. It's like, oh no. So the Doctor, Jamie and Carstairs are being shot at by the machine gun. They have to duck down behind some barbed wire and a bit of muck in a quarry. Meanwhile, Zoe and some of the rebels are attacking the machine gun, but they're too late because the Doctor and his mates have been captured at rifle point. They're brought before General Smythe, and the Doctor says, oh, I suppose you're going to have another one of those ludicrous court-martials. He's like, no, you've already been sentenced to death. And he says Jamie and Carstairs have been going to be given a chance to redeem themselves on the front line. He goes, where you'll die in glorious death for your country. He's quite mean, old Smythe. Carstairs tells the Sergeant Major, he's like, look at him, he's not even human, your General Smythe. And Smythe puts his glasses on, and the Sergeant Major's just hypnotized. Like, he sends Sergeant Major to set up the firing squad, and they cart the Doctor off. Even though he's telling Smythe, your superiors will want to speak to me, they'll want to question me, you can't kill me. And he's like, revenge is so good. He doesn't care about, he's like the security chief and the war chief. He's like, I don't care about what the bosses say, I've got things to do. This is a very dysfunctional organization. No one section is talking to the other. Like, I really think they need to go away on one of those camps where everyone becomes friends. They're not talking to each other. Like, I worry about their inter-office communications. Anyway, Smythe goes into his little office and calls into the base, and the war chief is on the screen saying, I want that processing machine, where is it? And he's like, oh, all right, I'll go and find out. And he goes and asks Carstairs, and Carstairs is like, well, the Doctor knows where it is, but if you shoot him, then you're never going to know, because we've got no idea. And he's like, oh, so he looks out the window, because they haven't they haven't bothered to spend any money refilming the firing squad. So he's like, no, stop. But then we just hear the Sergeant Major going, ready, aim, fire. And then guns are firing. Smythe runs to the front door with his gun. And the rebels are here. Ah! He starts shooting out the door and then ducks back into his office and calls into central control. The war chief tells him to deactivate area control. Deactivate area control! He's very, very furious, screaming at his glass-top coffee table. As Smythe starts to deactivate area control, whatever that means, he gets shot by the leader of the rebels, who's got a pith helmet on, that mate, with a mustache. The warlord orders them to use conventional forces to attack the chateau, and he goes, yes, it'll be interesting. He gets excited about war. So the Doctor says they have to hold on as long as they can against, like, the amassed forces. Like, it's everyone. It's the French, it's the Germans, like, everyone's coming at the chateau. The Doctor's like, I know how to fix everything, and he starts dismantling the area controls with his sonic screwdriver. Meanwhile, the war chief is rabbiting on about the armies. He's got, I've got the Prussians here, and I've got that. He's loving all of his little miniatures on his glass top coffee table. He's like, and that one comes there, and that one's good. Ooh. He gets very excited. The security chief is getting snippy with him, as usual. Meanwhile, in the chateau, there's lots of fighting. There's grenades, there's punching, there's wrestling people through the window. It's very exciting. The Doctor, meanwhile, has worked something out. He fiddles a knob, and all the fighting stops all of a sudden. He said he set a time zone barrier around the chateau. So there's fog all around the chateau and the process people can't get through. And he's like, but you all guys, you can all get through. Easy. He sees that they've captured a soldier and he goes, oh, that's just the man we need. Meanwhile, the warlord says the war chief has failed and the security chief, you're no good either. He doesn't say that. He says something to that effect. I'm taking over. It's a very dysfunctional organization if the CEO is having to do, you know, menial work to get everything in order. Things are not okay. Like, really, this is working out badly. The doctor deprograms the soldier, and he turns out to be French, and then Carstairs tried to explain everything, but his French isn't good, so they go off into a corner to have a little chat. The doctor says, I need more equipment to be able to do mass processing, which is when one of those machines arrives and the wetsuit people and the security chief come in shooting their ray guns, their zappy-zappy op art guns. They capture the doctor and the processing machine, take him away, and that's the end of the episode. That is quite a turn up for the books, just all of a sudden. Like, the security chief is like, ah, I'm going to get them. Oh, this is going to be cause for quite some interdepartmental bickering in the next episode.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.